In a health department survey given to Utah high school students, one-third of athletes said they had symptoms of a concussion but never told anyone. About 16% of those surveyed were actually diagnosed with a concussion and removed from the game. Jennifer Johnson is the Violence and Injury Prevention Program Coordinator for the health department.
So you can see there's still a disconnect, almost double the number of kids who say that, yeah, I probably have a concussion, I should be removed, but I'm not telling anybody, versus how many are actually being seen and treated.
But Johnson says it's not just kids who aren't taking these hits seriously.
You also have coaches that still, unfortunately, have some of that old boy, you're tough, get up kind of mentality and don't think that they're serious either and may see a hit to the head in a game, but don't realize it could be devastating to that kid on and off the field.
Ron Roscos is executive director of the Brain Injury Association of Utah. He says with more than 56,000 Utahns currently living with the lasting damage of old head injuries, he'd like to see more accountability.
You know, we don't want to take the love of the game away. I wouldn't want to get to where we control it. But the kids are getting bigger, they're getting faster, and there's a lot more damage that's going on to these kids.
A 2011 Utah law requires schools and sports organizations to remove kids with symptoms of a head injury or concussion from a game or practice until they've been cleared by a medical professional. Roscos says those new requirements have met pushback from coaches and parents. The Brain Injury Association of Utah and KUED Television will be hosting a free screening of Frontline's League of Denial, the NFL concussion crisis, on Wednesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at the Salt Lake City Library. Whitney Evans, KUER News.